From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The death toll from flash flooding at a campground in southwest Arkansas yesterday has climbed to 18. Rescuers are using horses, kayaks, and all-terrain vehicles as they look for survivors. Authorities say scores are missing. NPR's Wade Goodwin is at the campsite, which sits along the Caddo River.
Each campsite had a concrete slab built on top of it where they put the table, the picnic table. And these concrete slabs had been lifted up and carried away by the water, not piece by piece, all in one big slab and then slammed up against a tree where they stuck. There was a tractor-trailer truck that had been hauling heavy equipment down there, and it had picked up that tractor-trailer truck and carried it downstream and smashed it into the trees. And there were pickup trucks and campers just tossed around like tinker toys.
NPR's Wade Goodwin. The Coast Guard has given BP 48 hours to find ways of speeding up the process of containing the enormous gush of oil in the Gulf of Mexico. In a letter to BP released today, Coast Guard Rear Admiral James Watson says he's frustrated with the pace of the effort. BP says it'll install a new cap with a tighter seal on the well by mid-July. In his letter, Watson tells BP it's relying on old flow rate estimates and it has to be more aggressive. Meanwhile, President Obama is reassuring Britain's new prime minister, David Cameron, that the BP spill will not affect U.S.-British relations. Many Britons are concerned criticism of the company is hurting millions of British retirees who hold BP stock. But as Kurt Gwartney reports from KGOU in Oklahoma City, one Gulf Coast mayor says that concern is misplaced.
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, should redirect his anger at BP instead of blaming the company's falling share prices on negative comments from the United States. Landrieu responded to what he called Johnson's offensive remarks during the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting this weekend in Oklahoma City.
This is a conflict between individuals whose families lost lives. 11 people were killed. The lives and the livelihoods of individuals. This is about people versus corporations that act with malice disregard for the safety of other people.
Landrieu says he left New Orleans for one day to personally invite the nation's mayors to experience what's happening along the Gulf Coast and to help in the response. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Gwartney in Oklahoma City.
North Korea is threatening to shoot down newly installed loudspeakers set up by South Korea along their shared border. Pyongyang warns that North Korea's People's Army can turn Seoul into a sea of flames. Seoul says it plans to resume broadcasting military propaganda to punish North Korea for sinking one of its warships. This is NPR News. Ethnic unrest continues to rock Kyrgyzstan's second-largest city of Osh. 77 people have been killed over the past few days as armed Kyrgyz gangs burn down homes and businesses of ethnic Uzbeks. The former Soviet republic has struggled with intermittent violence since the president was ousted in April, but the situation has become worse. The country's interim president is asking Russia for help in stopping the violence. President Obama and Republican lawmakers are resuming the debate over health care spending and the deficit. As NPR's Julia Bailey reports, it was the focus of their Saturday addresses.
In his weekly address, President Obama urged Senate Republicans to vote to postpone a scheduled cut in Medicare insurance payments, saying it could force some doctors to stop seeing Medicare patients.
After years of voting to defer these cuts, the other party is now willing to walk away from the needs of our doctors and our seniors.
Republican John Boehner said in his address, the government cannot afford to add to the federal deficit right now.
Instead of bringing fiscal sanity to Washington, like he promised, President Obama has spent taxpayer dollars with reckless abandon, refusing to make tough choices and pushing the burden on to future generations.
The vote in the Senate is scheduled for early next week. Julia Bailey, NPR News, Washington.
The saga of the teenage American sailor adrift in the Indian Ocean for 3 days has come to a happy ending. Abby Sunderland has been rescued by a French fishing boat more than 2,000 miles off the Australian coast. She had sent distress signals Thursday after huge waves broke her boat's mast as she was trying to sail solo around the world. And at the World Cup, the U.S. and England tied today 1-1. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.